I am a candidate in the upcoming election. Now, the political side of this matter is that my friends on the other side, my main opponent, are not so interested in what is happening in Efutu with respect to this re-registration. Why? Because practically, as politicians, we all know our strengths and weaknesses. These affected areas are areas that I win my most votes. For instance, Kojobedu North, I win over 70% of the votes in that whole stretch. There's only one polling station which is out, that is New Winneba, where I lose or my party does not do well. If they get 200, we get 100. And at that place, not a single name was deleted. Yet, I then, as a candidate, registered people for NHIS cards. And I know that they used it to register, because I was previously a presiding member and an assemblyman, and the terrain is well known by me. So it's a bit curious. But once again, we know when to pick certain fights. I don't want to go there for the time being. If you come to Sanko Don Bosco, where in Winneba it is known as the World Bank of MPP, my party wins 80% minimum in all elections since 92. And that is where you have over 954 people deleted. Winneba is not a place that any politician wins with an overwhelming margin. So every single vote matters. If you look at the records, in 2000, for instance, the parliamentary candidate of the NDC sailed through with less than 200 votes, whereas the presidential candidate of the MPP won by over 2,000 votes. If you come to the 2012 elections, whereas I won by over 2,000 votes, my flag bearer lost by 135 votes. So you take every vote seriously. You work hard and make sure that you maximize where your strength is. So apart from the constitutional argument, apart from the legal argument, the rather compelling political argument is that I, as a candidate for the party, have an interest. And my interest is that the majority of the people who support my cause, who believe in the ideology of my party, have been deleted. And it's my job as a candidate to also see to it that they get the opportunity. That is why I saying that my friends in the NDC are not so keen on this thing.